I'm pressing on the upward way. Your heights I am praying every day. Still praying, yes, I am onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Yes, Lord, amen, amen. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart there's no desire to stay without fear and face dismay. Thou summit live with this ever. My prayer, my aim is high. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Lord, give me life and let me stand by faith on heaven, save a little, a higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a glimpse of glory. But still I'll pray till heaven I come. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on Him. One stable land, a higher place that I have. Land my feet on higher ground. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I but now I am found, was blind, but now let's worship Him, amen. He's worthy that has grace that called my heart to fear, and that grace my faith. How precious did that grace appear. Did I first believe. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already they come. I had brought me safe thus far, in grace will lead me on. When given it 10 times and a year, light shining as the sun. With no listeners to sing God's praise, and then we first begun.
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, oh, that
searing,
yes,
like me.
Thank you, Lord, for the amazing grace.
I once
was lost,
but now,
oh, thank you, the Lord, you came looking for me.
Was blind,
thank you, the Lord, you found us.
Now I see.
Oh, it was grace that told my heart to feel and praise my fear. Oh, how precious did the grace appear the hour I first believed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Have you taken notice of that amazing grace, the grace of God, that once we were blind, but now we can see? We were lost, but because of His amazing grace, His loving kindness, He came looking for us. And that is why we are here tonight. My brother, oh, the Lord, He is here tonight because we are more than two here. And His word is always true, that He is in our midst, because we are more than two. And His name is the center of our worship tonight. And so tonight, my brother, my sister, just look to Him, what He has done in your life. And just say, Lord, I thank You, I bless You, oh, for all that You have done for me. Once I was blind, I was really blind. But now I can see. Once my ears cannot even hear, but Lord, You have opened my ears. And Father, I thank You, I bless You. Just say, Lord, I thank You. He's here. He's standing before You. He's just by your side. Just say, Lord, I thank You. Just speak to Him. Speak to Him. Say, Lord, thank You. Lord, I bless Your name. Lord, I thank You for that amazing grace. Oh, it was grace that taught my heart to even to fear. Oh, it was grace that led me, oh, even to Your presence even this evening, Lord. It is grace that even has given me many mercies, Lord. It is grace that has taken me this far, Lord. And so this evening, Lord, I say, glory be to Your name. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to Your name. Thank You, my Lord, for Your loving kindness, Lord. Thank You, oh God, oh, for Your protection, oh God. Thank You, the Lord Jesus. Even You have protected me, oh God. When even the enemies come, always Your Spirit raises that standard, oh God. I thank You for the blood, oh Lord. I thank You for what You did on Calvary, Lord. Oh, blessed be Thy name. Thank You that, Lord, there is no other name than the name Jesus Christ. Thank You that You have given us that name, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord Jesus, for this evening. Oh, we give You the glory. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the I am, the I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, the Rose of Sharon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. That Father, once again, you have given us the grace, Lord, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we know that, Lord, it is you that have called us. And Father, we thank you that you have led our footsteps, Lord, as we find ourselves in no other place but in your presence this evening. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for our homes, we thank you, oh God, for our families. We thank you for our loved ones, Lord. We thank you above all, Lord, your loving kindness towards us. We thank you for your word, oh God, in this age, Lord. Oh, Father, it has to take, oh Lord, oh, your word, oh God, to bring us, oh Lord, to call us out, oh God, oh, from what a sin of this world, oh God. Father, we thank you, we bless you this evening in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Even Lord, as we turn to your word, oh God, we pray the Holy Spirit now, oh God, to come and take his place amongst us, oh God. And even Lord, bless your word, oh God, and let it be alive, oh God, unto us, Lord. Father, if there is any vacuums, that Lord, in our lives, oh God, Father, we pray tonight, Lord Jesus, as we come with all loneliness and with all humility, oh God. Father, with a broken spirit, Lord, fill us, oh Lord Jesus. Oh God, just quench every thirst tonight, Lord. If there is anyone sick amongst us, Father, let your word, oh God, before we leave you, Lord, let healing take place to thy glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to the house of the Lord. And we thank the Lord that we are more than two. Brother Vlad alone didn't come here. Brother Wilmo alone didn't come here. Brother Francois alone didn't come here. We are more than two. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst, Lord. Praise God. That is the most important thing. We came here to meet him. And so he's here to fulfill his word. Amen. So let's take his word and turn to two readings, one from Numbers 16, reading from 41 to 48. And then we shall read our second reading also from Isaiah 59, verse 16. Let's read the first. Numbers 16, 41 to 48. Let's hear the word of God. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked towards the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, and put fire therein from the off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. And behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. And the plague was stayed. Amen. Our second reading, Isaiah 59, verse 16. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. Let's bow down our heads. Dear Lord, these are great words from you, Lord. And Father, with our own mind, we have nothing of understanding. But Lord, we thank you, God, that in this our day you gave us a prophet to God. Father, tonight we know the Holy Spirit is here. Lord, speak to us, even by way of what, Lord, you have ordained that we will hear tonight. Lord, let it be our portion. The blessings, O Lord. Father, all that we look unto, that your name will be glorified tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? I have a topic tonight here. Prayer of intercession. Amen. Prayer of intercession. Let's quickly just go through our two readings and look at something. In the first reading, the whole story is about some brethren in the congregation of Israel, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They stood against Moses. They stood against Moses. That, Moses, you have taken too much upon yourself. And one thing is that all of us, everyone is holy. The congregation also, we are all holy. But you have taken too much upon yourself. And God was annoyed against the people. And the story goes shortly. The Lord opened the earth and swallowed Dathan, Abiram, and Korah, and the princes. He had gathered about, I think, 1,500 princes. He swallowed all of them for standing against what? Moses. Then the congregation, upon all this, they got annoyed with what? Moses and Aaron. And meanwhile, it wasn't Moses and Aaron that opened the earth. So their murmuring was against whom? Was against God. Praise God. With this, they murmured against Moses and Aaron. Said, you have killed the people of the Lord. You people have killed them. See? And so it came to pass that they wanted to attack. They wanted even to attack what? Moses and Aaron. They guarded against them. And when Moses and Aaron came out and stood in front of the tabernacle, these people saw the cloud, the glory of God. This should have even put fear in them. But they overlooked. Brethren, that's why many times we overlook the presence of God. They overlooked it. And so God said, look, Moses, separate yourself. You and me, separate yourself. So that I consume this stubborn, unrepented people. Praise God. With all this, Moses, as the Bible says, the meekest of all men, he would have what? Allowed God to deal with the people. But Moses, he's a man, a type of Christ. Praise God. A type of Christ.
He said, Aaron, the wrath of God. The wrath of God has started. As long as God has said we should stay aside so that he consumed these people, he's going to do it. Run, take the censer and take fire and put incense and go among them. Praise the Lord. To intercede. Oh, brother, probably if it were to be you and it were to be me, say, ah, oh, God, just finish them. Praise God. Brother, these are all lessons to you and to me. That sometimes you may be hurt. Someone may do something against you. But yet, when it comes to a time where you can do something to save that brother, to help that brother, my brother, my sister, just forget about all what has been done against you. Praise the Lord. And go, all that you can do to help that your brother, to help that your sister, just move forward and do it. Amen. Prayer of intercession. That is what God actually did in our second reading. We know God created man in his own image. God loved us. He said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. For what purpose? For intercession. But before, he said, and he saw that there was no man. You see, so God himself is a God that intercedes for us. He said, there was no man. His children have gotten lost. Sin have taken them. But one thing is that God cannot change his word. He said, the penalty of sin is death. It has to stand. But he loves you. He loves me. He wants us back to him. That amazing grace we sang. He wants us back to himself. But who will go and do the interceding work? He said he looked and there was no man. There was no intercessor. And so his arm. See, one day the youth meeting, we've been dealing with this at the right hand of God. What actually the right hand of God means, you see. So his arm has to come and do the work of salvation for him. Amen. And the righteousness of his arm, it sustained him. That means it did the work. Praise God. That's why we say Jesus is the righteousness of God. So tonight, I have been praying over this prayer meeting and something just turned up on my heart that it appears the time we allocate for prayer is very short. So it dawned upon my heart that the exhortation had to be short and precise. And we pray more. Amen. So this is the way how we need to pray, brother. My sister, we need to pray. The prayer has not been sufficient. I prayed over it, the whole issue about our prayer meeting, and that was what I received, that our prayer is not sufficient. It's not enough. Praise God. So the exhortation will be now short and precise. And through that, we will pray. Praise God. Because it is what? A prayer meeting. Amen. And so, let's look at something here. One time the Bible says, but before, I forgot to quote something from the prophet. About what Moses and Aaron did. The prophet said, it takes the love of God to dash out there on the front line and stand in the gap for the people. Amen. It has to take the love of God. So, brethren, let us receive the love of God more upon us. Because it has to take that love of God, as the proverb is saying, before you can do the work of intercession. Amen. It has to take the love of God. Before you can stand in the gap for your brother, for your sister. Tonight, that is what we are going to pray on. We are going to stand in the gap for our brother, for our sister. Praise God. We are going to stand in that gap. We will not even look at whether even that my brother has hurt me or my sister has hurt me. We are going to what? Stand in the gap tonight. Because we know the needs of this house. And it needs what? Prayer of intercession. It needs a prayer of intercession. Which the prophet said it is the love of God. Amen. One time, he said, the Bible says, one time Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had ceased praying, one of the disciples came to him and said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. We are looking at prayer. Just a short analysis on prayer. He said, teach us how to pray. And he said unto us, Luke 11:2. He said, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. So in that prayer is what? You have to give praise. You have to honor God. Hallowed be thy name. That's giving praise and honor and glory to his name. When you enter into prayer, don't forget that. To worship him, to praise him, to lift him up, to glorify him. Praise God. And then he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as is in heaven, so in earth. Praise the Lord. You see, you are seeking what? The power of God, the righteousness of God. See, after giving him the glory, worshiping him, seek what? His righteousness, his grace, his power. Seek them. Amen. So you, when you look at the Lord's Prayer, you see all this. And then he said, give us this day our daily bread. That is what? Presenting your request before him. Giving him glory. Seeking his word, his righteousness and leadership and everything. And then presenting what? Your request. And that, then he said, and forgive us our sins. You have to ask for forgiveness in your prayer. As we forgive those that, what? That are indebted to us. That is confession. Confessing. See? Then he said, and lead us not into temptation, as praying for protection, but deliver us from evil. Protection. So you see the Lord's Prayer he gave to the world, to the disciples. It has all this way of what? Way of worshiping and praying unto the Lord. Amen. Giving him the glory, seeking his righteousness, putting your request before him, and then asking for forgiveness, at the same time confessing to him, and then asking for protection. Praise the Lord. In our prayer, we must take notice of all this. So, in our prayer, we do what? We do express a burning desire and a strong hope for something. Prayer is what? A burning desire. You see, there must be a burning desire in you. A strong hope in you that when you go down your knees, what you are asking God in prayer, you are going to receive it. And then offer thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for protection. But as the prophet said, one of the greatest prayers man could dedicate himself to is a prayer of intercession. Amen. Prayer of intercession. That's killing yourself, taking someone and praying for that one. That's the greatest of all. Amen. Because as you remember that your brother, you remember that your sister, interceding for her, interceding for him, God also does what? Sees your own and intercede for you. Praise God. So intercession, I call a prayer of intercession what? Greater love. Amen. Prayer of intercession, I just say, this is greater love. Because Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his brother. Amen. That's prayer of intercession. Greater love. So, prayer of intercession is just like what? Greater love. Greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his brother. Praise God. So, looking at our tonight, as I've said, our exhortation will be very short, and we'll dedicate the time to pray, because that's why we've come here. Praise God. Brethren, as we are seated here tonight, it wasn't our own effort. One thing we got to know, you take notice of this, that it wasn't by your own effort that's why you are seated here tonight. But it was through grace. The grace of God. What we sang this evening. It is by grace that you are seated here. It is never anything of your effort. It was just the grace of God. It is the will of God. It is an intercession for you to be here. It is the right hand of God that brought us here tonight. As he said in Psalm 44, 2 and 3, he said, how thou this, the Israel, the children of Israel, said, verse 3, he said, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. As Psalm 44, 3. So for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but the right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast found favor unto them. Amen. So when we are here, anytime you come to the presence of God, my brother, it has to take the right hand of God. Because it's a battle. God has to intercede for you. It's a battle to come to the presence of God, because Satan is fighting every step that you take to go to the presence of God. Amen. So every time, God is interceding for us. God is interceding for us. And he wants us also to do the same to our brother, to our sister. Praise God. Tonight, let's look at some characters. Let's take Abraham first. Let's take Abraham. You notice that Abraham had to intercede for Lot. But look at the relationship that was between Abraham and Lot. There was a misunderstanding. And when even Abraham gave Lot the opportunity or the grace to make a choice where he wants to go, see what Lot did. He chose the most fertile land and left the desert area for Abraham. But when Lot got himself into trouble with God, Abraham didn't look at what had happened between them. He interceded. He interceded for Lot. My brother, that's what the prophet said. It has to take what? The love of God in your heart. He interceded for Lot. He was asking God, so if you have 50 people, will you say, I won't destroy? And when you get about 15, 10 to 5, then he saw that Lot was in trouble. He said, he pleaded for Lot. Amen. He interceded for him. And the very man we were talking about, Moses, there were many times Moses had to intercede for the children of God, for the children of Israel. You remember one time, the 10 elders, they brought an evil report to the camp. And the whole congregation said, oh, no. The Bible says they chose a captain to lead them back to what? To Egypt. And God said, I'm going to destroy these people and raise up a new generation, a greater nation for you, Moses. And he's going to make even Moses a god over a mightier nation. I'm going to raise up. Yes, God could have done it. Praise God. You know, one time when he could have taken what? He could have used the stones even to raise up what? Could have used the stones, raised stones to build a what? Another great nation. As John the Baptist told the Pharisees and the Sadducees, when they came to hear him, he could see that they were all, their hearts were all what? They were hypocrites. And he told them, look, don't say to within yourself that you are what? Abraham's father. You are the sons of Abraham. You see? Said Abraham is our father. When they were standing there, all what John was preaching, they would respond in their heart, Abraham is our father. Amen. See, Abraham is our father. And as long as God said, he has blessed Abraham and his seed. We are blessed. And all that your rebukes, it doesn't work. And John the Baptist told them, he said, look, God is able to raise these stones, to raise another children unto Abraham. God could have raised another nation if only he was waiting for Moses to say, yes, God, go ahead. But there, Moses fell on his face. He said, Lord, don't destroy these people. It will make our enemies to rejoice that we weren't able to take them. Interceding. Praise God. One time, his own sister Miriam stood against him. And God had wanted to finish Miriam. Moses, what? Stood, interceded for her. Praise the Lord. These are examples, brethren, interceding for one another. No matter how, no matter the condition, no matter the situation. Praise the Lord. We can call on David also. David, God anointed him to be a king, but he was more than what? A fugitive, living in caves, in the wilderness. Saul was chasing him here and there. And God presented Saul to him, asleep. He could have just finished him. You see, his faithful, his soldiers, the faithful soldiers that were with him, they took their sword. They that wanted to finish said, hey, stop it. Praise the Lord. If it were to be you, Brother Tony, thank God. See, I'll give him my enemy. I'll finish him now. Praise God. You see? So this one, Nigerian man will say, this one are God. Praise the Lord. Amen. No, sir! Said, stop. On two occasions, he interceded. Even when his own son Absalom dethroned him, when the battle came, he pleaded. He pleaded, please, the boy, don't kill him. Amen. Your own son had made your life so miserable. And now they are going to war against him. And he was pleading for his life. See? That time when his son dethroned him and he was going on the mountain of Olive, or what is it? Then one of a cripple from the house of Saul just spat on him. And one of the soldiers that wanted to finish said, hey, hold on, hold your sword. See, somebody spat on him. A type of what? Jesus. Type of Jesus Christ. That is the spirit that we need to take also, brother. And the prophet said, it has to take the love of God. Let's weigh the love of God in us. Let it be so rich within us. As tonight, as we're going to pray, very soon our children, the school will be reopened. We'll be going. Tonight, we are going to pray for couples that are looking for the fruit of the womb. We are going to intercede tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's going to be an intercession tonight. Look at the way how Moses was so desperate when he saw that the plague has begun amongst the people. He said, Aaron, take the censer, take fire on it, and put incense quick, run amongst them for atonement. Tonight, let's throw ourselves into desperation, taking the hand, the arm of faith. Praise the Lord for a prayer of intercession tonight. We will pray for couples that are heavy with pregnancy. All pregnancies in this house. We're going to pray and commit it into the hands of the Lord that their transition period will be a smooth one. That God will protect them. Amen. We're going to pray for our children, as school has reopened, and the youths, this is the time the devil, now I've got the children, they will, at least they will be out from their parents' home, and they will mingle with different spirits and characters. This is the time I'm going to take the opportunity. We're going to pray against that tonight. Amen. And we will. And we will remember the church, the Spirit of God upon this church, the love of God upon this church. And when I say the church, the love of God upon the church, my brother is you, my sister is you, the love of God. Let it be drenched heavy in you so that many times you go on your knees. It is not the prayer of always asking for yourself. asking for your family. But you know of a sister's need. You know of a sister's situation. You know of a brother's situation. You know of a brother's need. Intercede for her. Intercede for him. That's exactly what we're going to do tonight. Amen. The prophet said here, if God was going to liquidate the people, God had gotten tired of fooling with our sin. We're constantly going wrong. Who will stand like Moses today for the people? Amen. Where would we find a person that would stand or could stand that God would accept like he did Moses? The prophet is asking, where would we find a person? That person is here tonight. Amen. That will intercede, that will pray, a prayer of intercession. Even if what the brother is looking for, what the sister is looking for, is because of sin. You are carrying the censer tonight with fire on it and incense on it to go there and stand in the gap. Praise the Lord. The Lord, even if it is what? A sin, we pray for forgiveness. That what my brother is looking for, what my sister is looking for, Lord, let it come to pass for him. We cannot be in this house whilst we know very well that the scripture says there wouldn't be a barren in my house. It is the word of God. It is for us. It's only because we have not put ourselves into that spirit so that God can manifest his word. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we got the power, my brother. We got the power to intercede. He has given it to us. The love of God. The arm of faith. Praise the Lord. Look at David. A little boy, just because of the arm of faith, he took a catapult and was able to kill a Goliath. Praise the Lord. Let's take that arm of faith, which is the word, the faith. And tonight, prove to the enemy that we've got a power. Praise the Lord. My brother, come. Let's sing that song as we throw ourselves into what? A prayer of intercession. First pray. We're going to first pray for couples that are looking for the fruit of the womb. Brother, just let the love of God now begin to soak down right into your members. Praise the Lord. Real desperation. Just consider that you were in her shoes. Take yourself to be in her shoes. Praise the Lord. We've got the power.
We've got the power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, we got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, Satan, raging. Oh, we cannot be defeated.
Yes, the enemies have to crumble at our feet if it is the work of Satan. Into his word that he said, I am the Lord, I changeth not. Our God, we believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You did it for Sarah, you did it for Rebecca, you did it for Rahel, you did it for Hannah. We believe tonight, Lord, you are the same, you changeth not. There is our sister here. There is our sister here. There is a couple here.
Lord, let your hand come down heavily upon them and destroy them all. For tender my prayer, Father. For tender my prayer, Father. Lord, give them strength, oh Lord. When your time is due, oh Lord. Lord, may yourself give them strength, oh Lord. And I shall keep them and ask of them people, praise the God, who keep us from evil, Father. Lord, deliver them from every complication, oh Lord. Lord,
I can,
them,
I will.
Every evil eye that shall come against them, oh Lord, lift up your hands and smite them, oh Lord.
I believe that Jesus heals me now. I do Jesus heals me now. I cannot live. He cared for you. Sunshine or shadow, He cared for you. He cared for you. He cared for you. Through sunshine or shadow. Sunshine or shadow.
Yes, that is the promise of God.
He cared for you.
Oh, my sister, my brother, He will care for you. He cares.
Cared for
through sunshine, through shadows, He will continue to be your Lord.
Cared for you.
In this moment of your transition,
through
the Lord is your care.
Sunshine or shadow.
In every situation.
Yes. For you.
We believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to pray for our children. We are not going to allow the enemy to touch any of them. We are going to raise these children before the Lord. You know one thing what happened? Just last Sunday, the dedication in my house, there was a little girl. There you see how innocent they are. There was a neighbor's house, the door was open. She just walked in and went to that house. It was pastor that went in there to bring her. You see how innocent they are. It has to take the protection of the Lord. It has to take the eye of the Lord. It has to take the hands of God. Because the enemy, if he can't, he the only way that he dares to bring us down is to go through the children. We are not going to allow it. We are going to intercede and call on the Spirit of God to raise standards for every child. Wherever they go, that the Spirit of God will raise that standard. The pillar of fire will be their guide against powers and principalities, against all evil things, evil thoughts. We know how wicked and evil the world is today. Different spirits, they mingle. They go and mingle with different spirits. And that is one area, the spirit of influence does its work. That the Lord will protect them from any influence of the enemy. As they go out there, the Spirit of God goes along with them, will protect them, that in their thoughts, God will dwell in their thoughts. Let us remember them in prayer. Let's commit our children to the hands of the Lord. The infants, the adults, bring all of them before the Lord.
mates, oh God, to your teachers, oh God, be to your parents, oh God. May there be a delight, we pray, Father, Lord God. May there be clever children, Lord, with a humility spirit in their life, oh God, with the heart of the living God upon their life, Father. Oh, we pray, Father, that your love shall abide in them, oh God, and teach them thy way, God. We pray, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Everything to me.
He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's everything, he's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. Is everything to me.
We will call three brethren to pray a summary prayer. Brother Mike, come and pray over our sisters, the couples that are looking for the fruit of the womb.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of intercession. Lord, your word says that there shall not be any barren in your house, O God. And Lord, your promises are yea and amen. And we trust them, Lord. And we believe them, Father. And Lord, we have hidden them in our hearts, Lord. For they never fail, O God. It is written, O God, that let the young woman marry, bring forth children, and keep the home. O Lord, that is your word for our sisters, O God. And tonight, Father, Lord, with this burden on our hearts, Lord, burning so much for our sisters and our brothers who are looking for the fruit of the womb, Father Lord, we join them by faith in prayer, Lord.
Amen.
And we lift the request before thee,
in
Father.
Jesus.
Oh, tonight, Lord, that you shall shake the foundation of every power in their life, O God.
Amen.
The Lord God, you, O God, shall place a seed in their womb.
Amen.
What else can't you do, Father? Sarah prayed. She waited upon you, Lord. And in your own time, you prevailed.
Amen.
Hannah prayed, Lord. She prayed desperately, Father. And you came down, Father. And you placed a seed in her womb.
Amen.
Elizabeth waited upon you, O God. Lord, she tried you, Father. Probably, Lord God, all her family were praying with her. Her church members were joining her in prayer, Lord. Her husband were praying daily, O God. Lord God, you heard their prayer.
Amen.
You came down, Father. And you placed a seed in their womb. Lord, Rachel prayed, O God. Her husband, Lord, Jacob, pray with her. Her family, Lord, pray with her. The whole church members, pray with her. And Lord, in your own time, O God, you place a seed in your womb.
Yes,
there's never been any time, O God, that, Lord, a barren person had been in your house, Father.
Yes,
Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
You have never changed, O God.
Yes,
the same God that placed a seed, Lord, in Sarah's womb, O God. The same God that placed a seed in Hannah's womb. The same God that placed a seed in Elizabeth's womb. You are the same tonight, O God.
In Jesus'
and we call
name.
Upon thy name tonight, Father. Be merciful, Father, Lord. Be merciful, O God, and place a seed in every sister here, Lord. Those who are waiting upon thee, trusting upon thy name, Lord. Believe in you, Father, Lord God, and praying and waiting for an answer of a seed in your womb. Lord, may you grant it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, if there be any sin in the camp, O God.
Yes, Lord.
If there be any Achan, Lord, in the camp of the people that has opened a doorway for the devil, God, to come and close their womb. Lord, tonight we intercede. Be merciful and forgive us. As a church, Lord, we are so sorry for sinning against thee, Father. Wash our sins away, Lord, and purge us, O God. For when Achan sinned, Father, the Bible said Israel has sinned. And even if one person sinned in our midst, the whole church has sinned. Tonight, Father, Lord, be merciful upon the whole church. Every brother, every sister, every child, be merciful unto us, Lord. And forgive us of our iniquities and our transgressions and our sins, O God. And look, Lord God, unto thy shed blood on the cross of Calvary, Father. And Lord God, hear the cry upon the handmaid, Father, and place a seed in their womb. Amen. And let their joy be upon their lips, Father.
Amen.
If there be a sin, Lord, in their own life, in their own marriage, how we pray tonight, Lord. Our merciful King.
Yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
You are still the same God. Lord, who forgive our sin, O God.
Yes,
tonight,
yes.
Lord, have mercy, Father, and forgive them.
Amen.
Have mercy and forgive them.
Amen.
Have mercy and forgive them.
Yes.
Have mercy and forgive them.
Amen.
And Lord, touch their womb, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible said, you hold the keys of David in your hands. When you close, no one can open.
Yes.
And when you open, no one can close.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, tonight, Father, every door, oh God, of childbearing that have been shut in your life tonight, Lord, may you open them all in the name of Jesus Christ. May you open them all in the name of Jesus Christ. Any door of barrenness, Lord, oh God, that have been opened in your life, Lord, may you shut them all in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of barrenness in this house, we stand in the name of Jesus Christ and by the authority given to us through the blood of Jesus Christ, we bind you all. We bind you all. We bind you all. And we decree in the name of Jesus Christ that you shan't operate against any sister here. Tonight, Lord, we have prayed with faith. And the Bible said, if two or three shall agree on a topic and pray to the Lord will hear them and answer them. Tonight, we have prayed. You have agreed and you have called upon thy name. Lord, you are alive. Come down, Lord, and magnify yourself, Father. And let it be a testimony. Let it be a rejoicing in the camp of the people, Father. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Our precious brother Wilmo, will you come and pray for the children? In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe it, O God, tonight. We believe it, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just want to be thankful, Lord, tonight, Lord. We want to thank you for the children that you have given to our care, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, there is many people tonight that are seeking and looking for children. But Father, you found grace for us, Lord, and gave us children.
Yes, Lord.
There's many tonight, Lord, who have children, but they have no care for them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
They just leave them to grow out in the streets, Lord, like cattle. But Father, we are thankful that you gave us this burden to care for our children.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, I'm praying tonight that you would grant each and every one of us wisdom. Lord, you'd grant us, Lord, a burden for our children.
Yes, Lord.
For Father, the things that they do, O God, many times they see an example in the parents, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So I want to pray for the parents first, Lord, and ask, Father, that you'd help us, Lord. That, Father, we would set the correct example,
yes,
for our
Lord
children.
Jesus.
That, Lord, as they grow up, Lord, they would know you, Lord, that you are a living,
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And that, Lord, you are not dead, but that you are alive indeed,
amen.
O God. I pray for these children, O God. For Lord, we may try our best to teach them thy words, to teach them thy ways, Lord. But we know, Lord, Father, that only you can call, Lord, Father. Yes, therefore, we claim our children, even under the token, Lord. Father, for your prophet taught us, Lord, that, Father, we and our families, if we would believe for them, Lord, they too would be saved,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Father, I pray for every child, O God. What a privilege they are, Lord, O God, that they should have us as parents.
Amen.
So I pray for them, Lord, that, Father, yes, from this young age that they are, yes, your hand may be upon
in
them,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus,
Father, as they
Christ
grow up, Lord, may they ever see only a godly,
Lord,
example.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, they would grow up to know you, Lord.
Amen.
They would grow up to save you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for them, Lord, even as they go back to school. Lord, the amount of pressure that is against them to compromise will be,
yes,
so great.
Oh,
but
God,
I pray, Father, there is no amount of,
yes,
pressure that can ever,
hallelujah,
burn thy children.
Yes.
Lord, oh God, you said when the devil rises up as a flood, you'd raise a standard,
oh,
against,
God,
him.
Thank
Father,
you,
we pray, Lord, for the standard to be raised,
Lord,
tonight,
yes, Lord,
for
Jesus,
our children.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to help them stand, Lord, and not to compromise on any,
yes,
of thy,
Lord,
word. But that, Father, they would be a living example, even among the heathens, Lord, of,
yes,
the,
Lord,
land, O God. We pray for them.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, that you would grant them wisdom too, Father, and understanding. Lord, we do not want them to be last, Lord. We,
yes,
want them to be first.
Amen.
For this is even according,
amen,
to thy word, Lord. You said we shall not be last, but shall be first, O God. And we,
name,
ask the same thing for our children.
Yes.
That, Lord, O God, they would go to the schools and do whatever studies they would do, Lord, for,
yes,
the glory,
Lord,
of your name, Lord. That when the people would look, they would see that indeed you have made a difference,
hallelujah,
for them. Father, we commit them to you, O God. And I pray, Lord, against the spirit of sicknesses,
yes,
the,
Lord,
sicknesses,
yes,
that rise up in the time,
ooh,
of winter,
yes,
the time,
Lord,
that we are now approaching. Lord, I pray for the children here, every one of them.
Amen.
Lord, oh God, that you would protect them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, if any sickness tries to come,
yes,
Lord, you would quicken us to stand,
yes,
firm,
Jesus,
against,
amen,
it, Lord, and claim our children. Lord, we commit them to you. Your hands are safe. There's no other better place, Lord. So we pray for them, Lord, and give them on to you, O God, that you may keep them, Lord, and watch over them. Father, Lord, help us, Father, to keep an atmosphere in our houses,
yes,
that would help the children to strive, that would help them, Lord, to grow up, Father, in love, O God. Give us abundance of love, Lord. Help us, O God, to continue looking after these, our children, and teaching them thy ways, Lord. We ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Francois, will you come and just commit the church into the hands of the Lord as we ask for the love of God to prevail upon this church? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, the prayer was already made. Individually, we have spoken out to thee. You know our heart. You know the desire for each of us, heart, Father.
Yes, Lord.
If you could look in the mirror of the word of God, there's only one person we want to be like him.
Yes,
and that person is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The author of our salvation.
Yes,
you alone has made the way for us to be where we are today.
Amen.
If it wasn't because of thy grace, nobody could stand here, Father.
Yes,
because we always sinners and dying in the world. But your love to us, Father, has brought us closer unto thee.
Yes.
And the scripture says that God so loved the world that he has sent his begotten son,
yes,
that,
Lord,
he should take our place.
Oh.
And we know, Father, at that day when John was crying and he looked under the earth and he looked everywhere, nobody was able,
yes,
to open the book,
oh,
even look,
hallelujah,
at the book. But we know that the Lamb prevailed.
Amen.
And that Lamb was nobody else but the person of the,
amen,
Lord Jesus Christ. that was interceding for our behalf.
Oh,
and we can see the story of Moses. The prophet says he was wondering, how can Moses stand between the people and God?
Yes.
But he could not understand how Moses could give God a better idea.
Amen.
But he understood that it was God in Moses.
Amen.
And your prophet says, we are not here to manufacture it, the love of God, but we are here to bear it.
Amen.
Because we are the lamb.
Yes.
Lamb are not to manufacture the wool, but they bear the wool because
Amen.
Of their nature. That's why we ask you that the divine love that you says, pray even for your enemies, Father.
Yes.
We ask you that the love be a portion of each of us tonight.
Amen.
That something should happen inside of our heart when we were feeling bad toward one another. When we're feeling bad toward the people of the world,
yes,
Father.
Lord,
that the love should cover that place. That inside of revenge,
yes,
we shall be able to intercede in the behalf of one another,
Amen.
Father. Because your scripture says, never reward evil to evil. Revive good to evil,
Amen.
Father. We ask you that nature should be one of each of us, Father.
Yes,
because we can't make it our own. We are needy people. We are depending on thee.
Yes.
That's why we look above at thee, you Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides the need of thy people, that you should provide to our spiritual need, Father. Because we know the prophet says we can be healed with any decision today, but tomorrow we can be killed with a car accident. And the prophet, when he went beyond the curtain of time, and he says, the voice says, nothing could enter here except a perfect love.
Amen.
How do we desire that perfect love inside of each of us?
Yes,
because
Lord.
That is the key for us to access there. Without it, nobody can see you.
Amen.
That's why we ask you that you shall drop down from heaven that love inside of each of us.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we ask you that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall go before us.
Amen.
As we want to depart from this place,
yes, Lord.
We want the angel of the Lord shall go before us. The same way that he went before Hebrew children.
Yes.
And everything was protected on the road. Father, to whom else we can look unto? It's only unto thee that come our hope and our trust and confidence is in thy word.
Amen.
And believing that everything we shall ask in prayer, we already receive it, Father.
Amen.
A congregation like this will not come just to make noise, but will come to speak with thee.
Yes.
And believing that when we speak with thee, it's not one-way communication, you're going to answer back. That's why we ask
yes,
you this
Lord.
Moment, that you shall fill all of us with the agape of love.
Amen.
That love that is beyond the filial of love,
yes.
That we can go extra mile for one another,
oh,
Father.
Hallelujah.
We ask you that you shall fill us with the love of God, Father. Let this church be filled with the love of God.
Amen.
Where there be no hatred, no jealousy,
Amen.
No malice,
Amen.
Nothing in this place, Father.
Amen.
Only the love of God can be seen among
Amen.
Us. Father, we commit the preacher at thy hand, Father. As he have laid himself aside and to seek thy face and to come with the words that could help you people to go in prayer, Father, we ask that you shall renew his virtue, Father,
Amen.
And provide to his need, Father, because all of us, we need more
yes,
of
Lord.
Thee
yes,
in
Lord.
Our life, Father. Bless us and we commit all at thy hand in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, tonight we came to your presence. It is not by our own spirit, but we know that our utterances is the groaning of the spirit that is within us, which is the Holy Spirit. And Father, we believe that all our utterances, they will never return to us void. Father, we believe that, oh God, it will go forth and establish and accomplish for the purpose that it was given to us to utter, Lord, that your name will be glorified. Father, as many that weren't able to come, Lord, you know the reason why they weren't able to come, but Father, we just want to say, bless them also, Lord. Father, we carry this spirit of intercession, Lord, which is the love of God, Father, into every aspect of our lives, Lord. Amen. Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that this is something that, Lord, is going to stay with us, Lord. Father, let us grow with it, that this church of God will be the church that you said you present to yourself, God. A church without spot, a church without wrinkle, a holy church, O Lord, without blemish. Father, you said you present to yourself, God. Let us look that way, O God, that when you come, you see us, O Lord, as white as snow. We thank you, God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We remember our pastor and the family, and we remember Lord Jesus' Friday meetings. We remember Sunday's meetings, that Lord, once again, Father, just meet us and meet us in a special way, that the blessings that you have for us, O God, we will receive them abundantly and exceedingly than what we expect. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Give us one song that we sing, O God. God, Richie, bless you for coming.
Upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall long and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run. Teach me, Lord.